At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron for $499 for 36 months with $5,295 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Welcome to History Unpacked's mini-series on the Enpo phenomenon. This will be a deep dive into Enpo, what it is, how it came to be, and what the future looks like. We hope you enjoy the two episodes. In recent years, South Korea has witnessed a quiet but profound transformation in the values and expectations of its younger generations. A growing number of young people are disengaging from traditional life milestones such as dating, marriage, and parenthood. Many have also distanced themselves from aspirations related to stable employment, home ownership, and even the pursuit of personal dreams. Collectively, this demographic has come to be known as the Enpo generation. The term is derived from the Korean word pogihada, meaning to give up, and the letter N signifies an unspecified number of things to be abandoned, suggesting that the list is indefinite and possibly still growing. The emergence of the Enpo generation is not a passing trend or a youthful rebellion. Rather, it reflects deep-rooted structural issues in South Korean society: economic inequality, intense educational pressure, unstable job markets, and shifting cultural expectations. While South Korea is often praised for its technological advancements and cultural exports, particularly in music and entertainment, this outward success conceals an internal tension. Many of its young people feel excluded from the prosperity that their parents and grandparents struggled to create. In this episode, we will explore the origins of the Enpo generation by tracing its development from earlier terms like Threepo generation and situating it within South Korea's broader socioeconomic and cultural evolution. It's a story not of abrupt change, but of gradual erosion, of traditional goals slipping out of reach, and of young people quietly stepping back from a system that no longer seems to offer a viable future. To understand the Enpo generation, one must first consider South Korea's rapid development in the latter half of the 20th century. So, following the devastation of the Korean War, which was from 1950 to 1953, South Korea was among the poorest countries in the world. However, through state-led industrialization and strong emphasis on education, the country experienced what came to be known as the Miracle on the Han River. This was an unprecedented economic growth from which the country transformed from one of the poorest third world nations to a rich first world nation. And by the 1990s, South Korea had become a member of the OECD, which was considered a model of economic success. But this success came with significant social costs. The new national ethos prioritized discipline, competition, and sacrifice. Education became the primary avenue for upward mobility, and academic achievement was closely linked to social status and job prospects. Families invested heavily in their children's education, often at the expense of their own financial well-being. The expectation was clear: work hard, attend a top university, secure a good job, and contribute to the nation's continued growth. And for a time, this model worked. The older generations who lived through the transformation could point to improvements in living standards. But for their children and their grandchildren, the model has begun to break down. The economy has slowed, job markets have contracted, and the cost of living, particularly in cities like Seoul, has skyrocketed. And the rewards for hard work have diminished. The burdens have remained in place. The first major expression of youth This engagement emerged in the early 2010s with the concept of the 3PO generation, referring to young people who have given up on dating, marriage, and having children. At first, this was framed in media and public discourse as a lifestyle choice. Some commentators suggested that young Koreans were more individualistic, more career-orientated, or simply uninterested in traditional family structures. But as more data became available, it became clear that the phenomenon was driven less by personal preference and more by socioeconomic constraint. Surveys revealed that many young people were not rejecting marriage or children out of disinterest, but because they felt financially unprepared or socially unsupported. Dating was seen as a luxury that required disposable income and free time, two things in short supply. Marriage, traditionally linked to home ownership and long-term job stability, seemed unattainable. Raising children with its associated costs in education and housing was viewed as an almost impossible task for those struggling to afford even a basic standard of living. As these pressures intensified, the number of people delaying or foregoing these milestones increased. Government statistics began to reflect the shift. Birth rates declined to record lows, the average age of first marriage rose steadily, and the single-person households became more common. The terminology evolved alongside the growing list of abandoned goals. The 5PO generation added stable employment and home ownership to the original list. Then came the 7PO generation, which further included the pursuit of personal dreams and even social relationships. At some point, the number of things being given up became so large and so variable from person to person that it was no longer qualified. The term NPO generation emerged as a catch-all label expressing a generational condition of systematic resignation. This gradual expansion of the list reflects more than economic stagnation. It reveals a deep sense of alienation from the expectations of adulthood. The traditional life course, graduate, find employment, marry, buy a house, raise a family, has become increasingly inaccessible. For many, the gap between effort and reward has grown too wide. What was once delayed gratification now seems permanent. One of the defining features of South Korean society is its intense emphasis on education. From an early age, children are immersed in a highly competitive academic environment. In addition to regular schooling, many attend hagwons or private tutoring academies, often late into the evening. The goal is to perform well on the CSAT, a standardized exam that determines admission to prestigious universities and, by extension, access to desirable job opportunities. This system has produced impressive academic results on international rankings, but it has also created enormous psychological and financial pressure. Students often sacrifice sleep, leisure, and social life in pursuit of academic success. Parents frequently spend large portions of their income on education, further straining household budgets. Despite these efforts, the promised rewards, secure employment and upward mobility, are no longer guaranteed. The job market has become increasingly competitive and unstable. Many graduates find themselves in contract or part-time positions with little job security and limited prospects for advancements. As a result, the intense preparation that defines childhood and adolescence often leads to disappointment in adulthood. The sense of betrayal, of having fulfilled all society's expectations only to find yourself struggling, is a common theme among young adults in Korea today. The discourse around the NPO generation is often coloured by misunderstanding. Older generations who endured poverty and war sometimes view the younger generation's decisions as evidence of laziness. Some media portray NPO individuals as overly sensitive, lacking resilience, or unwilling to make sacrifices. However, this perspective overlooks the structural challenges facing today's youth. Unlike previous generations, young Koreans must contend with skyrocketing house prices, wage stagnation, youth unemployment, and a deeply, deeply hierarchical corporate culture. The sacrifices made by previous generations, such as working long hours and living modestly, were generally rewarded with gradual improvements in the quality of life. Today, those same sacrifices often yield diminishing returns. So the decision to opt out of dating, marriage, or parenthood is therefore not really a rejection of responsibility, but a reflection of constrained opportunity. It's a response to a system that appears increasingly unworkable. The term Heljosen began to gain popularity in the mid-2010s, particularly amongst young people venting their frustrations online. Joseon refers to the Korean dynasty that ruled from the 14th to the early 20th century, and in this context, it is used to evoke a sense of archaic, oppressive order. Heljosen suggests that modern South Korea, despite its advanced technology and wealth, remains fundamentally rigid, unforgiving, and unfair. The term is not simply a complaint. It functions as a kind of social diagnosis, capturing the emotional and psychological toll of living in a society where competition is intense, conformity is expected, and success feels unobtainable. It also illustrates the extent to which many young Koreans feel alienated from national narratives of progress. While older generations might point to rising GDP or global influence as signs of success, young people only see personal stagnation and social immobility. Unlike other generational movements that have involved large-scale protests or ideological campaigns, the Empo's generation's disengagement is largely individual and quiet. There are no major demonstrations or political slogans. Instead, the response is personal, choosing not to date, deciding against marriage, delaying or abandoning job searches, living alone, or withdrawing from family expectations. This withdrawal does not represent apathy, but rather fatigue. It's the culmination of years spent striving within a system that many perceive as stacked against them. The decision to give up is often less about rebellion than more about survival.